And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
This is Nicholas Carr, author of The Glass Cage, and the book I'd like to recommend is The Lost Art of Finding Our Way. It's written by a Harvard physicist named John Edward Huth, H-U-T-H, and it's about our navigational sense, the way we get around in the world. The author was inspired to write the book by a tragic event that happened. He was out kayaking off the coast of Cape Cod in Massachusetts, and a bank of fog rolled in, and suddenly he couldn't see more than a few feet in front of his face. Fortunately, he was a very experienced kayaker, and he was able to make his way back to shore, even though he couldn't see the shore. But what he didn't know at the time was that there were two young women also out kayaking in the same area. And when the fog rolled in and they suddenly couldn't see the shore anymore, they became completely disoriented. And even though they were very close to the shore, they ended up going in the wrong direction and ended up dying. That inspired him to think about the way we navigate the world. And so that exploration became this book, The Lost Art of Finding Our Way. What makes it particularly interesting, I think, is that it's kind of three books in one. On the one hand, it's a history of navigational methods and techniques and tools, and looks back how early people, when they first had ships, for instance, how they figured out how to get across the ocean and end up where they wanted to go. It's also a meditation on the way, as we become more and more dependent on technology, and particularly navigational technology, and particularly in recent times on things like GPS systems and Google Maps, how we've lost much of our navigational sense. And very few of us now really have an ability to figure out exactly where we are and where we're going without maps and tools and so forth. And finally, the third part of the book is actually kind of a manual for how you can build your own navigational sense, how you can begin to read signals from the world, whether it's the way plants grow or the way currents flow, in order to enhance your own navigational skill. And it turns out, I think, that we've kind of thrown away our navigational sense, our intuitive navigational sense, because the tools for navigation are so convenient, and you can hop in your car and switch on your GPS system and be told, take a right in 500 yards and destination on your right or whatever. But what we lose when we throw away that navigational sense is a close connection with the environment in which we live. And it's important to remember that we are still creatures, physical creatures on a physical planet, and there's some satisfaction that comes from being able to perceive the world with the kind of depth and clarity required to make your way through the world with a strong navigational sense.
Nicholas Carr recommends The Lost Art of Finding Our Way by John Edward Huth. You'll find more bookmarks and an interview with Carr on our website, ttbook.org.